Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everyone, to Modern Day Debate. We are a neutral platform welcoming everybody from all walks of life. If you're looking for more fantastic debates, don't forget to like and subscribe, including tonight's debate on was the moon landing faked? With both of our interlocutors, Alex Stein and MC Toon, here to help us find some answers. And if you enjoy what either of them have to say tonight, both of our guest links are in the description below. With that, I'm going to hand it over to Alex Stein for their up to 12-minute opening statement.
Amy, that was the best introduction I've ever heard. Better than the first introduction you gave me. That second one, I swear, the first introduction you gave was the best I've ever heard. Like, literally the best introduction. And then I get two. So that's when you know tonight is my night. I'm already getting two of the best introductions I've ever gotten. So, you know, I'm feeling hot, 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 as they say. But let's get back to the lecture at hand. Yes, guys, it's me. I'm back. Primetime 99, Alex Stein. I know some of y'all in the chat are trolling or, you know, trying to troll me. They're getting triggered. I get it. I'm the king of all trolls. So you can guys can bring it on. But let me just say, just because I'm the king of all conspiracies and I'm the conspiracy pimp myself, doesn't mean that I don't want to plant some seeds in your head, especially expose a lot about the 1969 through 1972 Apollo moon missions that are provably false on technology that is absolutely garbage. So let me start with my first point. I have to rehash it because I already did a couple of minutes, but I want to talk about, and I'm going to show an example of, even today, according to NASA today, we do not have the technology to send a manned spaceflight through what is called low Earth orbit. That is less than 1,000 miles away from the surface of the Earth, as they say. And we cannot send somebody through that today. Obama says that, Don Pettit, everybody at NASA says that. Yet we're supposed to believe in 1969 through 1972 in technology that is so outdated that they can't even recreate. They were able to go there six times. There and back through the Van Allen radiation belts that we can't go through today with technology. Like I said, we can't recreate, and they destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back up again. Don Pettit's words himself. We're supposed to believe that the only technology in the world, the finest technological spacecraft that has ever been created, this the nicest and most smartest machine. I'm just a boy from Texas. I don't know all the smart terminology, but I'm talking about this is way better than some jumbo jet. This is the lunar lander, man. And not only were they able to get this piece of crap 1969 technology on the moon there and back six times with no problem, not landing on a pothole, landing perfectly without getting hit by a micrometeorite, even though the space Nazi that got in there, Wernher von Braun, that's right, the guy that got them to space, guys, is a guy by the name of Wernher von Braun. Wernher von Braun was a rocket scientist for the German Nazis. And what happened was, is Operation Paperclip is declassified. The United States military got all of the top military brass from the Nazis and used them to develop our space program. And that's right, you're like, oh, is that a joke? No, look up Wernher von Braun. This is true. He became good friends with Walt Disney. And even Wernher von Braun said that if you were to land on the moon, that you would have to go to a cave because the chance of getting hit by a micrometeorite would be, you know, something like 3 out of 4 chances. You'd be nearly like 70% to get hit by a micrometeorite. So not only did he say it was impossible that you would need buildings, rockets the size of the Empire State Building, 3 of them to get there, but he realized, hey guys, I'm a Nazi. What we did in my country is we just lied to the people. And guess what happened? That's when the OSS, the OSS, our CIA, everything, a lot of our alphabet agencies came out of Operation Paperclip, which were actual Nazis that we brought over. And there's actually a Netflix documentary about that, which I sent a picture of here. Let me, can I do it? Can I get the screen share, Amy? Because I want to play this video because I want to talk about the low Earth orbit. Okay, let me do the screen share. I hope that doesn't mess it up. Share sound. Okay. And let me see. Okay. Let's see. And can you see the screen? I don't know if you can see it. Let me go to. Can you see it, Amy? But okay, well, I want to show you guys. Okay, I want to. I don't know if McToon can see it. I just want to show you the their official story. Oh shoot, because I'm not watching the live stream, so I don't know. Can you see that? Can you see it, McToon? Can the audience see it? They were able to, because you got to go to a different scene to be able to share it to the audience.
You just have to make sure that you are sharing your audio.
I am. Can they see me?
We can see it, just can't hear anything.
Okay. So this is an official. This is an official story of NASA about where we can go in space.
This next generation spacecraft will enable America to explore beyond low Earth orbit.
We must solve these challenges before we send people through this region of space.
Right now, we only can fly in Earth orbit. That's the farthest that we can go.
The kinds of technologies that we're testing out on space station are definitely helping us with our goals of going beyond low Earth orbit.
Early in the next decade, a set of crewed flights will test and prove the systems required for exploration beyond low Earth orbit.
I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back again. But
and this is what they can't rebuild. This is absolutely laughable. This is supposedly the greatest technological wonder ever created in mankind. And not only did they destroy it, but they destroyed the technology to actually be able to do that. So that in itself is absolutely false and laughable. And not only did they destroy the plans on how to make that, they destroyed the telemetry data. So if you look at that, this is an actual picture of the lunar lander. Not only did this, it looked like this. It was able to eject a Jeep, and they were able to go and drive around on the surface of the moon. That's all the sharing I need to do. Even though I have a lot of other stuff to show, I'll show it throughout the debate. What I'm saying, it's absolutely laughable, guys. They admit that they would destroy this technology. That's all you have to know. First of all, I can tell you that the spacesuits on Earth's atmosphere, it is 200 degrees in the sun and negative 200 degrees roughly in the shade. It has an instant transition of 400 degrees if you were to step in and out of the sunlight on the moon. And we were able in 1969 to create spacesuits that were able to go to the moon and instantly, without the technology, we cannot do it today, with these battery packs, somehow instantly be able to keep an astronaut cool and hot with a 400 degree difference. But on Apollo 17, Eugene Cernan and Harrison Smith, you can look this up, had hand injuries from their suits after when they had a ceremony. Oh, and speaking of ceremonies, the press conference after the Apollo mission is absolutely laughable. They look like their dog just died, but we can go into that. But I want to talk about this. These spacesuits were so incredible. They could do technology that, like I said, we cannot recreate even these suits, much less the Apollo rockets, much less the lunar lander, much less the technology to even get through the Van Allen radiation belts that you just saw NASA admit that we can't go through. But on this incredible spacesuit, the hand mechanism didn't work. So if you're that dull and you think they can figure out all this stuff, but in the spacesuit, they can't get the thumb part to work, you are mental. The reason why they lied, everyone wants to know why? There's a million different reasons. You can say all the funding that goes to NASA. You can say the control mechanism, the idea that when they went to space, they could show us what the Earth really looks like. There's a lot of different stuff. We can put on my tinfoil hat. I'm the king of all conspiracy. I get it. I got a tinfoil crown. I know what I'm talking about. But sadly, if you have to actually think that they would destroy this technology, yet we don't destroy, we still got the same Lincoln blueprints to make Lincoln and Lincoln Continental from 1969. We don't destroy that technology. But what you're suffering from is called cognitive dissonance, where you want to believe that the official story is the correct story. But what you don't realize is in the government, they have levels of confidentiality. There's things called top secret information. There's things that are classified. So just knowing that, if you're based in reality, you realize that the government does not have to tell you the truth. They're not obligated to tell you the truth in anything. There is no law that says, oh, we have to tell the citizens everything. No, as a matter of fact, they have a whole system of confidentiality that protects protects him from letting the public know these things. And that's why we have to get these things declassified. So we know that the government is hiding secrets. Why? That's not my problem. It's about what they did is absolutely laughable when you go back and you look and you realize that the entire space mission was started by actual Nazis like Wernher von Braun. And then when they came back from the moon, they brought a space rock. And in the Netherlands, they gave the space rock to a museum and they said that it was petrified wood. So they even got caught with fake space rocks. As a matter of fact as well, there was also footage of Michael Collins that they admitted was training pictures. They admitted were training pictures. They got caught using fake pictures, and they said it was part of the Apollo mission when it was really from a training exercise. And then, like I said before, the telemetry data is absolutely laughable. Why would they destroy that? They said that they had to record over it. That's, you know, provably false. But let's even go to the official story that they were able to get through what is called the Van Allen radiation belt. When they went to the moon, they used these Hasselblad cameras that used actual film. Listen, I've never used a lot of film in my life. I've used a little bit playing around, but film is highly sensitive. So if you actually are dull enough in your head, they were able to take this film, go through the thickest form of deadly radiation, and they're able to take these cameras full of film and go deadly radiation. They said deadly radiation. You can laugh, McToon, but it said deadly radiation in the NASA video. Regardless, I'll keep going, but she said deadly radiation. I'm just repeating hers. They were able to take this film that was highly sensitive that you couldn't take through an x-ray machine. If you took film from 1969 and you took it through an x-ray machine, it would ruin the film. Yet they were able to take this film to space and back. It's absolutely laughable. But on top of that, they actually destroyed all the technology, and it's a painful process to bring it back again. So once you realize that it's a system made by actual space Nazis, people that literally want to put us in camps and throw away the key. These are the same people. Wernher von Braun, he created rockets that decimated Poland. He killed innocent Polish babies and children with the rockets that he designed, that he shot up in the air. Killed families, killed mothers with these rockets. And then what did America decide to do with Wernher von Braun? Instead of punishing him for all the Polish people he murdered with his rockets, we gave him a job as the head of our space program. And let me go to the last guy, a guy named Gus Grissom. Gus Grissom is the guy that exposed the Apollo missions. He hung a limit on it. He was the guy that was supposed to be the first person that went into space. And what happened was, is on a launch drill, they put a bunch of oxygen in, and his last words to say, how are we supposed to go to space if we can't talk between two buildings? And they barbecued him. And his own family said that they killed him on purpose, because right before he did that, he hung a lemon. So McToon's going to say that he knows more about the space program. He does not know more than Gus Grissom. I don't know more than Gus Grissom. So all I have to do is take Gus Grissom's word for it, that the Apollo missions were a lemon, and that's why they killed him. So all you need to do, RIP Gus Grissom, look into the memory and murder of Gus Grissom. That's very important, because he was the guy that was going to expose it all. And then you went and put Buzz, Michael, and Neil on. Well, of course, Michael didn't go on the moon. He stayed in the spacecraft and supposedly orbited the moon. And this same technology, it supposedly took the same energy that it took us to get to the moon. They say it took 1/6 energy to get back, which is false. You can't even use thrust in a freaking vacuum. So I'm just telling you, they don't have the ability to recreate this technology today. And that's laughable, because my cell phone doesn't get worse, guys. Technology gets better. Use your brain. You got to stop suffering from cognitive dissonance and wake up. And please look into the death and murder of Gus Grissom and his family, saying how they killed Gus Grissom. And with that, the moon landings are provably false. We have a lot more to get into, but thank you very much for that.
Thank you so very much, Alex, for your opening statement. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to you, MC Toon, for your opening statement.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Amy. If you don't know me, I'm MC Toon, not Mick Toon, but people who disrespect me call me Mick Toon. It's all right.
Sorry. You're MC like a rapper. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, like MC Hammer. Okay. I do debates every Tuesday, typically with Flat Earthers on my channel. So if you're interested in that, pop on over to my channel. So I guess we'll get into responding to those things later. But first, I will start with my presentation. I'm going to share my screen here. So let me give a second here. All right, there are in the vicinity of 15,000 photographs across the Apollo missions. Are you sharing? You got my screen there? All right. So this is one of the 15,000. There's a very nice archive of scans of the original photographs on Flickr. There's another set of scans from Arizona State University. There's a couple more. I can give references, anybody who's interested in them. I will give on my website, mctoon.net/moon. All of the evidence that I have is right on there, mctoon.net/moon. But this particular image I like a lot because you can see the reflection of the photographer there in the visor. And you can get the super high res multi megabyte version of it and zoom in all you want and have a good look at that. There is no fourth wall. It is all the way around 360 degrees of moon right there. There's quite a few actual photographs that include the visors. So look at those, it's pretty nice. Another thing that they have done that is some fantastic evidence for the moon landing is they have done some high resolution scans of photography of the moon landing sites. This one is Apollo 11. And here's a close-up of it. You can see both the tracks from the rover and the footprints from the astronauts walking around. You can see there kind of a little bit to the right, you can see the actual lander and then a couple of the different experiments that they left when they took off, including somewhere close to it is the actual rover. That is the main thing that I'd like to point out. There's the photographic evidence is not just a small amount, it's a gigantic amount. And for all the people's claims of fakery, nobody has ever once actually done any forensic evidence from a forensic expert in photography to look at the images and see are they real or not. Nobody's ever done that. They just like to say it's fake, but never provide evidence for it. So there you go. Hey, oh, there's me and Charlie Duke. Charlie Duke was the astronaut for Apollo 16. He travels now all around the world as a full-time evangelist. That's what he does. He is a Christian evangelist, and he fills rooms full of people to talk about God. That's what he does for the last couple decades. So I find it strange flat earthers and NASA and moon landing deniers somehow try to wrap religion into it. Well, Charlie Duke wraps religion into it, and he uses his status as an astronaut to evangelize. So all right, there is my presentation. Like I said, mctoon.net/moon has the four different citations to the four different archives of photographs. So
that's the weakest. Is that it? Did I get my rebuttal?
Yeah, I presented evidence and you didn't present, you just made a lot of claims. So.
Well, I don't need. I said a lot of evidence. You showed a picture. I guess McToon. I'm not trying to be rude, but I guess you don't realize they make movies. You don't realize they can fake a picture. You don't think claims. That's possible. So my claim is those pictures are. I know the evidence. They can't go through low Earth orbit today, so they weren't able to go in 1969 because technology doesn't go backwards. I presented evidence to them, NASA, saying that they cannot travel through it. So I presented evidence. You showed me a picture on the moon. Listen, McToon, you and I both know that Stanley Kubrick could recreate this. Anybody could recreate this. They could do this anywhere in a studio. Yeah. You don't work in television or film. You've never actually produced something because I'm saying there's a thing called movies where they can recreate. create anything. They can make monsters in San Francisco. Oh, I can show you evidence how they make a movie. That's very easy. Listen, Midtune, I don't need to argue with you. If that's your argument, let me finish. Let me finish my thing. I said the thing. Let me say the statement. That's your debate,
guys, we're going to have to shut up.
That's your debate. I'm saying, okay, listen, McToon, you didn't even present anything.
I just want you, as it's been clear, we're now moving into our 60 minutes of open dialogue. Okay. And I enjoy the spice, but we need to make sure that we're hearing everybody. So if MC Tune, maybe you want to pick a point and then we can go back and forth.
All right. In 1960s, they didn't have computer technology like they do today. They didn't have semiconductors. Computer technology was vacuum tubes and iron core RAM. Iron core memory is not affected by radiation, neither is vacuum tubes. All new semiconductor-based computers are susceptible to radiation. So when you send computers through the Van Allen belts, you need to harden them against radiation. So the technology that they had then wasn't affected by it. The technology that we have now is affected by it. I have details of this on my website, mctune.net/moon, talking about the particular challenges of semiconductor-based technology in the presence of radiation. That's why they have these problems. In that particular video that you played, they were talking specifically about the computer systems, but you left that part out.
Is it my 2 minutes to talk?
Yep. And now, Alex, all yours for rebuttal.
I'd have to say, McToon, that was the most pathetic demonstration of an anti-debate or try to debunk my even crazy conspiracy by showing one photo of a moon helmet and saying that is real. Anybody with half a brain realizes that in a film studio, they can recreate anything. So I don't even want to argue that. I don't want to argue pictures because they can fake pictures. That is so, the fact that you don't think that in 1969, that it was easier to get to the moon than to fake a photograph shows that you're not based in reality and that you don't have the mental capacity to even debate me, because if you're going to actually say that that's all you have to do for a presentation is show one fake picture, yeah, you're just going to disregard everything I talked about. Forget about the technology, but you know, why not? Gus Grissom was actually murdered, a guy that was actually part of the Apollo mission that actually hung a lemon. So that's my question for you is, what do you think about Gus Grissom hanging a lemon on the lunar lander in front of the press in a time when NASA, you weren't allowed to talk to the press, and then the same person that was running the space program was a guy by the name of Wernher von Braun, who killed a bunch of Polish people because he was the biggest rocket scientist for the Nazis. And then Gus Grissom came up dead in a testing drill, the same guy that was one of the most decorated pilots in the entire United States military Air Force, and he happens to die on a testing drill. And this guy that, you know, actually died for our country said that the whole lunar lander was a lemon, yet you're going to come here and sit here in a sweatshirt and show me a fake picture and say, this is proof that we went on the moon. And I didn't even get through half of my arguments about saying how fake it is. So it's just really a sad excuse of a debater. You say that you debate all the time. That was the most pathetic debate I've ever heard in my life. And you should be embarrassed for yourself, the effort and the quality of debate that you just put forth.
So I see you're very good at insults and no good at providing evidence. So thank you very much for admitting that. We chose a point, a topic, and you did. I addressed the topic and you completely ignored it. So could you actually respond to the topic that I was talking about? Go ahead.
The superconductor. Yeah, the Hasselblad cameras. There's no way they were able to go through. You're talking about levels.
I was talking about computer technology, semiconductor technology.
But what I want to say is
not supercomputers, not cameras.
Exactly. No, I'll agree. You know all about superconductors. Is it my time to answer?
Are you deaf? No superconductors.
Okay. What is the question? Answer the question. Ask me the question so I can answer it for you.
Semiconductors. Semiconductors.
Okay, let me tell you about the semiconductors. It doesn't matter what kind of duct. It can be a full automatic conductor going through levels of radiation. Listen, are you going to let me answer your question? going through levels of radiation called the Van Allen radiation belt that would literally say they would murder you. It doesn't matter what you put through it. They say they can't even put manned spaceflight through it today. Yet you're trying to tell me that this film was able to go through it. They can't even put a spacecraft through it today. So it's absurd. If they were maybe able to do it today, then you'd actually have a point. But they can't recreate that technology. They were able to do it, which is a lie. They Alex, can't go back and say we were lying.
What kind of radiation is in the Van Allen radiation belts?
Bad radiation, negative radiation, the bad kind. That's the kind. Hey, listen, I'm not a radiation expert. I know the radiation's bad. I don't need to be a radiation. I don't need to be a radiation expert to know that the moon landing's fake, bud.
You made a claim that the radiation. Hold on, let me finish.
I didn't make that claim. NASA made that claim. NASA made that claim. I'm not a radiation expert.
Amy, this is going to end.
Well, are you gonna rage quit McToon because you're losing so bad? Is that why? Is that I can tell McToon.
Control this, Amy.
You're gonna quit McToon because you're losing so bad.
Once again, we are playing volleyball.
Go ahead, McToon.
It's all yours.
Okay, Alex, shut the hell up while I'm talking. Let me finish a sentence after you ask a question. All right, Amy, I'm not kidding you. This is getting stupid. All right.
I am sympathetic and just send in hearts to
you're
both
gonna
of you
guys. No, you're not sending hearts. You're taking control and you're not letting him interrupt me in the middle of a sentence.
I would like no yes one or to no. interrupt. Yes, I would like all nobody right. to interrupt each other.
Listen, McToon, before you start crying, I'm not going to interrupt you. Please. Go ahead.
There it is.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, and the ball is all yours.
Film and cameras. All right. You changed the topic to film and cameras. Alex. What type of radiation is in the Van Allen radiation belts? You don't know.
It's magnetic radiation. Is there some sort of magnetic radiation?
Wrong. It's alpha radiation and beta radiation.
Well, that's why it would affect a magnet. The film is like a magnet. That's why I'm saying that. It would magnetic radiation would affect the magnetism of the film.
It's not magnetic. It's alpha radiation and beta radiation.
Okay.
What kind of radiation affects film?
Listen, McToon, you and I
what
both
kind of radiation
know
affects film?
All kind of radiation affects film. Alpha radiation, yes. Listen, McToon, if you want to sit here
Alex,
and debate radiation, we can. But it's not about that. It's about the Van. It's about the Van Allen radiation belt. But my point is, let me talk about my point.
Amy, that's it.
That's my point. Don't quit, McToon. Don't rage quit. Don't be a wimp. Just let's finish. Oh my God, he quit. What? He quit. What a professional debater. You're kidding. Wow, he quit. LOL. Come on, Amy. What? That's ridiculous. He supposedly says that he is a debater and he just got crushed so bad he had to quit and he was crying. I can't believe he's crying like that and quit. What a wimp, McToon. He can't even handle the truth. He can't even talk about Gus Grissom. He quit because we're talking about radiation. What a baby. And he loses in public in 4K, gets denied and quits. I mean, guys, it's so easy. Like, even these space guys that say they're space geeks and know everything about space, they can't debate the moon landing because they know it's fake. Because none of it makes sense. They know these people that love technology and science are the same people that the greatest technology and science ever created was destroyed. We're supposed to believe in 1972 they destroyed the greatest scientific achievement ever. Basically, the cure to cancer. It'd be like having the cure to cancer and destroying it. I mean, it's absolutely laughable, but, you know, that's easy. At Primetime 99, I get to come on and I get to win like that. A guy rage quits. You don't mess with Primetime 99, Alex Stein. Y'all can't debate. If y'all come here soft, you're going to go home crying to your grandmama, your auntie. You're going to be crying because, you know, Primetime 99, Alex Stein, is coming for the jugular. Yes.
I'm sending...
He's got to come back. He's got to come back.
I would like him to please come back.
I mean, McToon got crushed. He couldn't talk about Gus Grissom. Right. He couldn't talk about the spacesuits. He wants to talk about film.
Some questions, and we're going to switch over into that format. So if you have questions for Alex, please send it to him because we are still going to be doing super chats and we are still going to be doing chats. I would like if he came back.
I would love it if he came back to get a spanking again. If he went to get, but he rage quit. He's going to be too big of a coward to come back. You know that.
But we do need to be charitable interlocutors.
Oh, yes. I apologize. Please come back. I'll be nice. I'm sorry, McToon, that you got spanked so bad. And then when he came with his rebuttal, it was the softest stuff ever. It was like butter that you left out on the counter all day. You know, you could just easily spoon it on the... Oh, $20 donation, JJTK. Thank you so much.
So if you could please tag Modern Day Debate or myself at Amy Newman... And yes, I can see lovelies in chat. I was trying to get rid of McSpammer in there. And in the middle of McSpammer, that went down. So sending love, though, to all of the people who actually participated in chat as we continue to talk about, was the moon landing fake? And so, skeptics, time to send in your questions as we start with a $5 super chat. Holy Smalls, they asked, is this enough to get the sound back on? Holy Smalls, it absolutely was. That donation was what it was that did it. So thank you so very much. $5 super chat from Mr. Monster. Seriously, though, why would they fake the moon landing? What could benefit from it? Wouldn't the benefit be more actual from an actual moon landing?
This is the same argument that Neil deGrasse Tyson said it'd be easier to go to the moon than to fake it, which is laughable, guys. It's not easier to actually go to the moon, which is impossible. We can't do it, guys. So it's easier to make a movie pretending we did it.
$2 super chat from Richard Walker. Looks like Alex took Capricorn 1 too seriously.
Well, he's referencing Capricorn 1. That was a Stanley Kubrick movie that actually was basically a similar footage of us going into space. And we know that Stanley Kubrick actually consulted NASA, CEOs, like literally the people that ran NASA. There's footage of that. So, yeah, I didn't take Capricorn 1 too seriously. I'm just actually putting the pieces of the puzzle together instead of just sitting there and being like, oh, this is all my cognitive dissonance says the government would never lie to me. Yet you're not in any confidential information whatsoever. You are just a nobody, a basic a work slave for the government. All they care about is managing you, not telling you the truth of what's actually happening. And once you wake up to that realization that the government can lie to you and they don't face any repercussion, your life will get immensely better.
$10 super chat from Tim Pryor. Kind of like new cars will get disabled from a electric magnetic pulse, but old cars won't be affected by it. New technology radiation will mess it up the same way.
Guys, it doesn't matter about the technology. It's about the actual Van Allen radiation belts. You're saying these are thick miles and miles, hundreds of thousands of miles, supposedly, of radiation. It's not, you're not just going through it for 2 seconds. So over time, anything would get damaged. Even over time, water can wash away a stone over time. So the longer you're in these radiation belts, I don't care if you're made out of what material, you are going to have some damage. Because if you go through the radiation belts that NASA describes, I don't know. I'm just saying the intensity of the description of these Van Allen radiation belts, nothing would survive it according to NASA today.
And a $5 super chat from Mr. Monster. If you are going to make extraordinary claims, you need extraordinary evidence. The moon landing was real. Get over it.
Listen, the best evidence, you just look up Gus Grissom hanging a lemon on the lunar lander and then dying immediately after. And then Gus Grissom's last words were, if we can't talk between two buildings, how are we going to talk on the moon? So, I mean, you know, it's ridiculous to think that you guys know more than Gus Grissom, one of the most decorated pilots in the United States Air Force history. So do your research before you call me crazy. Look up Gus Grissom. Look this up. Lunar lander hangs lemon.
$5 super chat from Wizard of Frobuzz. Alex, the fact that something can be created in a studio does not answer the claim that it was created.
No, it makes the claim of yours. Some people like, what is easier, going to the moon, a technology that we can't do today, or that they faked it? So the people that's no, I don't ascribe necessarily to Occam's razor, but it'd be easier to fake it than it would be to actually go. And guys, look up space rocks. NASA to brought a bunch of space rocks supposedly, and they gave it to a museum in the Netherlands, and they tested it, and they found it was petrified wood. So guys, and they lied. They admitted that they used the photos of Michael Collins that were from testing when they said it was actually from the Apollo missions. So NASA has been caught lying. They have no obligation to tell us the truth. I still can't believe McToon quit like that. I thought he was a master debater. You would think that he would stay. But it is what it is. $5. It's kind of a bummer.
Super chat from Sunflower. Alex appears happier and more fulfilled overall in his personal life. Debate topic aside, got a fan out there, Alex.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know if that's necessarily true. You know, McToon might be having a great life. He just is really bad at debating. I mean, who knows? It doesn't. His personal life is not a representation of his debating skills.
$5 super chat from Small Time Art. Wants to know, MC Toon, what do you think he says the major Kayshun would be? Kayshun. Kayshun.
I have no idea. I don't know. That's for McToon. That's a tough one. Sorry. If McToon was here, unfortunately, he quit. He's a pro debater, but he couldn't hang tough.
I think a $5 super chat from Brian W. I think it was a super sticker, but if it was a question, feel free to tag me, Brian. Send in hearts. And $2 super chat from Mr. Monster. Why is Alex so immature? Uh-oh.
I think that's fair. I'm not that mature. I will never, I have what is called arrested development. So I've, you know, my maturity level has stopped. I probably have the maturity level of like a 16 or 17 year old. They say the first time you try marijuana will actually retard your maturity according to the literature. So I probably have the mindset of a 16 or 17 year old. So I apologize, but that doesn't mean that Primetime 99 is not a conspiracy pimp or that I got the mind or brain of a 16 or 17 year old. I have the brain of a Jedi Master. I am Primetime 99. I chew my competitors up and I spit you out. McToon is a clear example. Nobody can hang with me. Nobody can bang with me. So I'm sorry I don't come here like Grandpa Stein. I'm sorry I come here like a young buck, you know, ready to truck. And that's what I did tonight. McToon was on the tracks and the train came rolling through and he got smashed like a penny at the state fair when you put it in the machine and you crank, crank, crank.
$2 super chat from Not a Chump. Alex, you wearing pants, bro?
No panties! You know we got legs! You know we got it! You know we got no pants, but just shorts. Prime time, because we got to keep the legs free. Guys, I'm a calf expert. I got calves. I'm not only a moon landing hoax expert, I'm a calf expert. If you want to get calves like me, follow me, Primetime Stein, on Instagram, and you can see a calf lifestyle that will actually improve your sex life, your mental health, and your personal well-being.
It's child's play. Chat from Tim Pryor. So even though other countries and ham radio operators track those missions, it's still fake for some reason because movies can do it.
Well, actually, I like the ham radio because, you know, I do believe if you look up, this is a one thing that they say we went on the moon, is that there's supposedly a base that can send a laser and it'll, you know, reflect off the moon. But actually, if you look up USC and another school, they were able to shoot a laser off the moon before we even did the fake moon landing. So I do believe that there are energy sources like the moon or the sun that you can reflect energy off of. I agree with that 100%. But the fact they tell you that it's 230 37,000 miles away should make you think, how am I able to shine a ham radio to it? Is it as far as they say, or is it maybe closer than they say, and that's why I'm able to do it? But you're not able to use a critical thinking part of your brain.
$5 from Dave Rogers. Why can't the moderator keep the insult artist on topic and stop the personal insults?
I don't know. I think maybe I called McToon dull at one point, but I didn't really think I went after him. I mean, I think that he just didn't have any topic. I did make fun of his debate because he didn't even use... I use all 12 minutes. He didn't even use 2 minutes. I mean, he used like nothing, and he just showed a picture of a helmet and a picture, you know, some CGI picture. That's not a good enough argument. He calls himself a master debater, so I made fun of his debate, and that's why he got triggered, guys. It's very easy to see. He realized he came with a master, with Primetime 99, the king of all conspiracy. And when you get in the lion's den with a lion, if you're not a lion, you get eaten up. And tonight is a perfect example that he got, and I ate him up like my cat eats its fancy feast, right, Sky Bear? Yeah, he said, yeah, he just meowed. You can't hear him. But that's what I do. Don't come in the lion's den unless you're a lion. Rule number one.
And I personally am sending an apology to all of you guys out there, because I know you guys wanted a really good back and forth, and I should have done a better job putting people in separate corners. So I just want to
That's not your fault. Do not beat yourself up. If he should have stayed, they did. Listen, Amy, maybe if this would have happened 45 minutes into the debate, we just got started. He rage quit in the first of our opening, and he didn't even have an opening statement. Do not blame this on yourself for him quitting. He had no argument, and he realized that he got in the lines, and he didn't mean to. He didn't realize his Friday night was going to get that serious. Do not blame this on yourself. This is 100% McToon's fault for going number two publicly on Modern Day Debate. It's not your fault. You didn't give him the bad food that gave him food poisoning. It was me, Primetime 99, that. Alex Stein.
I appreciate that. I still want to send all of my hearts out to all of the chat and all of the people watching and viewers like you. And all right, we are going to keep on going along. $2 from Mickey Riot. Good night, Amy. I enjoyed the part where MC Toon spoke. Well, I'm sending hearts to MC Toon once again. $5 from Tim Pryor, also college. Me, like thousands of other college students, I bounce lasers off the reflectors left there. Explain that. Let me read that one more time. Also, and college me like thousands of other college students. I think he's saying like other thousands of college students. I have bounced lasers off reflectors that were left there. Explain that.
Okay, I just said that. It's funny, I didn't even know that chat, and I said that already. So laser beams, let me find this. This is before I can find the article, but you need to look up. They were able to bounce a moon. Let me see what year it was. Let me find it. USC, I believe. They were able to bounce a laser off the moon before the moon missions. Let me find it right now so I can show you this, because you know that's one of the biggest things for people like, oh, well, we did it. Well, I do agree that you can bounce something off the moon because it's an energy source. I just don't think it's 237,000 miles away and it's a dusty rock that you're hitting an actual laser pointer that was never left there. It's because we were able to do it before. So let me find the article, USC laser. Let's see, after 40 years... Ask me the next question and I'll pull it up while we talk. Hold on.
All right.
Or maybe somebody in my chat can pull up where USC shined the laser before the moon landing. Hold on.
$5 from Brian W. Amy Newman. They are belts that are alpha and beta radiation that humans can get through. They are not ionized radiation, i.e., gamma radiation, grow up.
It doesn't matter. He's the gamma that left. That's only gamma radiation we need to worry about tonight. It was the gamma radiation of McToon crying and leaving. That's all the gamma radiation y'all need to worry about.
$5 And $5 from Rubik's Cube Earth. Congrats on your victory, Alex. You really overtalked your interlocutor like a true professional. Hilarious to watch you celebrate.
I can tell the sarcasm, but I'm not the one that rage quit. I mean, guys, he supposedly debates all the time. This is how it happens. He quit after 5 minutes. I get if he would have rage quit maybe towards the end because he didn't want any. He decided he got a taste of Primetime 99 and realized he wants to get off the train tracks before he got smushed anymore. And I can say it over and over again. You don't get in the lions then unless you're a lion. It's for a lot of y'all. Y'all want to mess with Primetime 99. Yes, I like to joke. Yes, I like to laugh. Yes, I'm like the clown. I got to be goofy, poofy. But if I get my laser sight on you, like the same lasers we bounce off the moon before the moon missions, you are toast. And that is proof today, because just like I put my fake soy boy impossible meat chicken tenders in my air fryer, I put McToon in a metaphorical air fryer tonight, and I press 15 minute fry, and now look at the guy. I had him for dinner because I'm a lion, and he came in the lion's den unprepared.
$5 super chat from Unspecified Podcast and Review. The burden of proof in these days belongs to those making the claim, not to those questioning it. Let's go, Alex. We got a fan out there.
Hello. Primetime 99. I'm loved and hated. I can deal with that. I can bear that cross.
$5 super chat from Rick's World. Alex, you never won anything. If the moon landing was fake, it would look the way everyone would think it should look so that no one would question it.
Well, that's false because I won a district championship in football in 2005 where I was a captain of my high school football team. So I have won something. And by the form of your question, I know you never won a district championship in anything. So go back to your lifestyle of crying, because guess what? 99 is out here and there is no denying that if you come in the lion's den like McToon, you're going to leave McDead. Let's go.
And $5 super chat from M2M. No, he hung the lemon in the command module, not the lunar lander. So you are wrong about that because the LEM had not been made at the time of Apollo 1.
It's exactly. He hung it on the command module. Wow, I got a donation, John. Thank you so much. It doesn't matter where he hung it. He hung it on the command module to send the message to NASA. This is from Gus Grissom, guys. And then he conveniently died. And the same person that was running that program was Wernher von Braun, who killed thousands of Polish people with his rocket. So look into Wernher von Braun, a Nazi rocket scientist. There's actually a documentary on Netflix talking about how Wernher von Braun created it was a Nazi, helped us get to the moon. So I know it sounds insane, it sounds bananas, but you have to look into that. And once you realize that, you know, we're literally run by freaking you know, if once you realize it's run by Nazis, then you can wake up and you have a realization that they would kill people because they killed a bunch of people with no remorse.
$5 super chat from Rick's World. I still have my 1977 Atari CGI generator. Want to see how good the CGI was back then?
Listen, you're dealing with, you honestly think that the technology was better to go to the moon and we destroyed that was actually better than our ability to edit film. You're absurd. You're not based in reality. You have to think that we would have, if we're so smart and we're so creative and we can create this technology that is so incredible to actually have the energy force to go on the moon, never, nobody to die six times, land on the moon, then shoot off the moon. Not only did we travel there 257,000 miles, but with a little lunar lander, we were able to shoot back off the moon with none of the resources, none of the huge huge rocket ship, none of that stuff. That little lunar lander, watch this film. It just looks like it just little farts in the sky. That thing was able to travel all the way back. Yet, you believe that's possible, but you don't believe they had the ability to edit a photo. I'm sorry, that's insane. That's not based in reality. I'm not the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You are. And then here, can I get a screen share? Because I keep on referencing this, and this is a Nazi thing. I would just like to show this. This is from Daily Mail, how Hitler put a man on the moon, if I could. Can I show this real quick?
Yep, should be up.
Are they seeing it? Okay, so this is how Hitler helped put a man on the moon. Netflix film tells how U.S. housed Nazi scientists in luxury prisoner of war camp in Virginia so they could quiz them on Reich's rocket technology. So this is a Netflix documentary. This is what they tell us. This is Wernher von Braun. This is the guy that killed all the Polish people with his his German rockets that they shot into Poland. So this guy, in what is called Operation Paperclip, everybody look this up, became totally, he had full immunity from all of his crimes and was able to go to the United States and become one of the biggest leaders of our space program, which is basically a military program. So we actually use military leaders in the Nazi military and basically let them, NASA, which is a clandestine military wing of our government, actually run it. So once you realize guys like this will kill Gus Grissom, and Gus Grissom knows way more than you and I know about the moon landing. And Gus Grissom, unfortunately, fell to the fate of Wernher von Braun. A Nazi.
Next question from Mr. Monster. This guy is on acid. Poor guy.
I wish. I'm not. This is actually how I am all the time. I don't need any acid. It's Fear and Loathing in Dallas, Texas with Primetime 99 Alex Stein. Every day when I get up, like they said, like Ricky Bobby said, I piss excellence. I can't even say it because I got so much energy. When I wake up in the morning, I literally urinate excellence out of my schlong because I'm Primetime 99 Alex Stein, the king of all conspiracies. And once again, you watched in live. You watched this live in 4K. Man gets so demolished that he did not even have the self-esteem to continue to even talk about the topic because he looked so bad and was so embarrassed. He had to run away and cry and leave. And any professional debater knows you don't rage quit. And he knows that. I know that. And Angus, and my cat, even knows that. So Angus knows that.
We are going to send MC Toon Hearts. He can't defend himself. So we're just gonna send everybody here on both sides love and keep on.
It's all love. I love you, McToon. I'm sorry that I did that. I apologize for triggering you, McToon. Maybe we can debate again. I'm sorry for ever triggering you. I want to apologize.
Going to $5 super chat from Tim Pryor. Mind of a 16-year-old. That explains why an adult will not argue with you.
No, that's why an adult lost and left, guys. He didn't want to argue with me. He quit after the first 10 minutes. That's when you know you're scared and you run away. He didn't want to come toe-to-toe with a beast from the Texas Northeast. Y'all saw him run like a coward with his tail between his legs, rage quitting. Anybody that's ever watched a debate knows when you rage quit, you're what is called a baby back bitch, and you get baby back bitch barbecue sauce all over your baby back bitch ass.
Super chat, $10 from Wizard of Frobos. Alex again, because something can be done and because it might be easier, still does not answer your claim that it was. Please quit the hemming and hawing. Any evidence besides rhetoric?
No, I actually used evidence. I talk about how they do not have the ability to go past low Earth orbit today. Yet they said that they were able to do it in 1969 through 1972. That doesn't make sense. I presented evidence of them telling you that we cannot go to the moon today. So if you have the ability to critically think, if you're based in reality, you realize technology does not go backwards. It goes forward. So I'm... And I got another super chat for $10. Thank you, John. I'm just saying, use your brain and realize no technology from 1969 got worse over time. And technology only gets better with time.
$2 super chat from JD Turbo. What a joke. Sucks. I was looking forward to this. Sending my hearts out to you, JD Turbo.
Hearts. Sauce hearts, JD down, Turbo.
Ask for $5 super chat or $4.99, but we really count it as $5 here at Modern Day Debate. MC Toon. I don't want to insult him because I like getting people's names right. MC Tune is just that, just a tune. Let's go, Alex. Well, and then it was throwing hate his way. Well, he can't defend it, so I am saying MC Tune is awesome. Mr. Monster, for $5, you can shoot lasers at the mirrors placed on the moon, proving that the moon landing was real.
No, you, I want to say this. You, they were able to shoot lasers off the moon before the moon landing. Look it up. They've been able to shoot lasers off the moon before we went there. So it's possible. And that only proves that the moon's closer than if we're going four different directions into the moon and you're able to shoot a laser off it. Yeah, right. But we don't even need to get into that, the machinations of the universe. All you need to know is that we're able to shoot a laser off the moon before we ever did the fake moon missions.
$2 super chat from Tim Pryor. He got mad because you would ask him questions, then he would not let him answer. Ding dong.
That's not true. I would be quiet and let him answer. Well, you guys need to go over and watch again. When I was being quiet is when he was getting the most triggered. He just needed an excuse to quit, guys. He was talking over me, too. He didn't want any. I would have been very respectful and been quiet. He just, like I said, guys, he got in the snake pit. He got in the lion's pit, and he's not a snake nor a lion.
$2 super chat from Mr. Monster. Alex, do you think the moon is made of cheese?
I do think it's made of queso. So I think it's cheese dip. It's not hard cheese. It's like the kind you dip your chips in at a Tex-Mex restaurant. And I think it's got a little guacamole. That's what those bowls are for. Those craters are guacamole bowls. So you got queso and guacamole. If you add a little bean dip, we call that Bob Armstrong dip. So yeah, I think the moon is the delicious appetizer that you get at your local Tex-Mex restaurant.
$5 super chat from Tim Pryor. Also, times two. Satellites have taken pictures of the landing site and equipment left there.
Once again, a fake picture. A picture is so easy to fake. I mean, that's not, and you know, satellites are on balloons, but I don't need to get into that. But all I need to do is tell you that anybody that actually really wants to debate it comes on the show, a professional debater tries to talk about the moon, they get denied and they have to rage quit. So none of you guys, you jabronis trying to be pro moonlanders, could even touch the sauce of the sauce boss primetime 99 Alex Stein. So sorry.
$5 super chat from Penicilla. Alex, there's a saying that goes, the biggest and the barkest loud, and boy, did you spend the whole time barking.
Yeah, I am a dog. I'm a cat as well. I'm every single kind of vicious animal that you want to call me. Notice how a dog does have a lot of bark, but guess what? Primetime 99 Alex Stein's got a whole bunch of bite. And if you don't think so, then why don't you come toe-to-toe with Primetime 99 Alex Stein? You're not, because you can't do that. Because why? Because I grind and shine harder than anybody that you know. So nobody's going to come toe-to-toe with me. So if you think I'm all bark, no bite, then you got something coming for you. Because let me tell you something. Primetime 99 can give the knockout punch. A lot of y'all can't punch like I can. So you guys, you want to go toe-to-toe, realize you're messing with the master, and you better be careful because you don't want none of Primetime 99 Alex Stein.
$5 super chat from Alex Armstrong. If only Alex cared for his mom as much as he cares about himself.
You know, that's really, really nice of someone. My mom recently passed away on October 25th, and she died in my arms, and I watched her turn gray. It was one of the toughest things that I've ever experienced. It was an actual nightmare, hell on earth. And I hope the person that typed that will never have to have the experience of their mother dying in their arms, watching the life go out of her. And I'm not saying that to be sarcastic. I mean that. I don't care how much you make fun of me and my mother that passed away. I hope you never experience the pain and turmoil that I'm currently going through.
$5 super chat from Tim Pryor. I explained that new technology will get fried by radiation, like new cars will be fried by an EMP pulse.
Yes, but you think older, more delicate technology, older film wouldn't get destroyed? I mean, I get it. Like I said, you know, sometimes the less tech is better. You know, we can over, it's overkill sometimes. I just got another donation. I'm just saying, you know, it's laughable, guys.
$5 super chat from 8N. Alex, you refuse to show any evidence, then claim you didn't have to argue because MC Toon lacked the capacity to debate. Sit down, man.
I'm sitting down. I've been sat down this whole time, bud. I showed you my legs. Look, I'm sitting large and in charge. That's why I'm still here. And yet McToon, the guy, the horse that you bet on, lost the race in an embarrassing fashion. He didn't even finish it. He just started and went left and started eating hay. So I get it. You had to attach your horse, your wagon to that horse, and now you're on Oregon Trail, and now you have dysentery, and you're dying. You should have put your wagon to the Primetime 99 Stallion, and I would have carried you right to Oregon. You would have been right at Oregon, all healthy. We would have been hunting with a shotgun the entire time. But instead, you saddled up with McToon, the loon, that said goodbye because his argument was so weak. So, you know, good luck with your ability to pick a winner because you picked the wrong one tonight, bud.
$5 super chat from Tim Pryor. That's why new technology is harder to get through radiation belts.
Listen, come on, dude. For that guy that spent all that money, dude, you got to realize, man, technology does not go backwards. The technology in 1969 through 1972 is not better than the technology in 2021. And today, NASA will even tell you that we cannot even go close to the distance. Not a little bit. We can go less than 300 miles away from Earth. And then in 1969, they were able to go 257,000 miles. So that's 256,700 more miles. But we can't do that today on technology that was supposedly better than it is. So wake up. That's impossible.
$5 super chat from King Conquest. Says MC Toon, sodium is the major cachoon. I still don't know what that is.
I don't know. Who cares? You know, it's he's not here to answer it. I would love to answer it for you, but McToon ran away.
$5 super chat from Tim Pryor. Satellites on balloons? Damn, you are a flat earther. I knew it.
All you have to do is look up satellites on balloons. I mean, it's what it's and there's satellites that have fallen that were on balloons. So look up satellite on balloon fallen that's fallen in people's front yards. That will answer your question.
$5 super chat from Gringo Tomato. Alex speaks the truth.
I do speak the truth. I'm Primetime 99, the king of all conspiracy. I'm the truest there ever was. I mean, sometimes I get stuff wrong. I'm not 100% right, but the moon landing is provably false. That I'm right about. We can't do it today, guys. We weren't able to do it then. They tell you they did it on less technology than a TI-83 calculator, which is ridiculous. Is anybody that's actually, for the space nerds in here that used a TI-83 for Algebra 2, you know that you could play like one game and the game would crash all the time. And they went to the space with less technology than that. Wake up. Wake up.
And all right, we're only going to be here for about 5 more minutes, so now is the time to send in your super chats. Only have, looks like, a few more questions from Jack Dorsey. Wants to know, little, do you believe in God? I suppose he's asking you, Alex.
Yeah. Yes, I do believe in a creator. I think that, you know, they tell us their official story is that we came from the primordial soup, that we evolved from pond scum. I think that's absolutely laughable when you look at the universe and you look at, you know, even the food chain. I mean, if we didn't have bugs to, you know, mix around the soil, we wouldn't have vegetables to eat. So, you know, I know you think that we all just evolved from, you know, lizards or fish or protistas or whatever you want to say. You want to say abiogenesis, cell split on itself and created the most complicated life force on earth. I don't think that's possible. Now, do I know if it's Jesus, if it's Buddha, if it's, you know, Allah? I don't know who that creator is, and I would never pretend to tell you I know who the creator is. But if you think this is an accident, I believe for you to even be born, you would have needed 9,000 grandmothers and grandparents. I believe that's what it gets to. So all those people had to have sex at an exact perfect time just for you to be here. And the idea that your mom was even able to form your life force inside of her stomach proves that your mother is something special. She's not a cosmic accident. So for me, yes, I do believe that there is another level to this life and that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And one day this physical experience will end and our spirit will go somewhere else.
And $5 super chat from Tim Pryor. Oh, and I also see yours. $5 super chat from Tim Pryor. Listen carefully. I did not say technology back then was better. I'm saying it's not affected by the same stuff new technology is.
Once again, it's not even about the tech. It's about the Van Allen radiation belt and the description of that. Look up how Van Allen describes these belts and how they are not just some small little thing you can just drive through. It'd be more dangerous than going through like a forest fire. I mean, this would be instant death, according to NASA.
We have, I'm looking for your super chat.
What a night, Amy. Have you ever had a debate where somebody quit on Modern Day?
I have not, but I have seen it happen. And I'm sending loves to all of the interlocutors, sending love to MC Tune, sending love to everybody out there. Because I can understand being frustrated. We want spice and we want good back and forth, but we want everyone to feel represented here because we are a neutral platform on Modern Day Debate. But Alan asks, Alex, if German equal Nazi, does white equal racist and black equal drug dealer?
No, the answer to that is provably false. If you're trying to trap me into some sort of racist statement, you're absurd. No. And for even typing that shows how low IQ you are. And you probably need to actually look in the mirror and ask yourself, is that the type of person you want to be typing those kind of questions on the internet and spending your parents' money doing it probably?
And $5 super chat from Tim Pryor. Cool, since somebody had to create us, who created the
who created the creator? Listen, you're asking me questions that I do not know. I don't know. I have to tell you, I do not know who created the creator. But maybe the creator isn't a person. Maybe the creator is something that we can't even comprehend. Maybe the creator is the system. I don't know. I have no idea, but you're trying to tell me who is the creator's dad? Who's the creator's baby daddy? Well, this isn't Maury Povich. I can't get a creator DNA, bud. So stupid questions get stupid answers. And like I said, shows that you're a high IQ person for asking that question. Who is the creator's daddy? Oh, like that one's never been asked. Come on, bud. Can we get a nice try?
And it looks like Tim Pryor, I see that he resent a super chat, send in hearts for both. I'm done talking to a brick wall. He has obviously done zero research on the radiation belts.
Once again, Tim, we're not talking. You're leaving super chats. If we were talking, you would have been like McToon and you would have been here to go back and forth, bud. You're sending in random scatterbrain psychobabble super chat. So we're not talking. If you want to talk to me, I got a channel called The Conspiracy Castle. I take phone calls. You can call in anytime, but you need to go and do your research on the Van Allen radiation belt. If I was talking to you, you'd be able to say something back, bud. So you can't even realize how a conversation works. So I don't think you have the ability to comprehend how the Van Allen radiation belts work.
Woo-hoo. And we got a $2 super chat from Mike Mensa. Wait, you're telling me the Nazis would lie?
I think it's pretty obvious for the people that are kind of new to the moon landing and don't want to believe me. Just look into the official story. There's a Netflix documentary, that documents how we brought Wernher von Braun through Operation Paperclip and, you know, put him in a luxury prisoner of war camp and let him be the leader of our space program. So that's the official story, is that the people that brought us to the moon were the descendants of Hitler's tutelage. And that's the official story. That's not conspiracy. That's the official story.
And all right, looks like there was only a few normal questions. I'm going to go through some of them, and then we're going to wrap up, folks. Romania says, sorry, but Alex ain't being honest interlocutor. He switches topics up. Sounds like he's throwing some spice out there. He's saying you're switching topics on everybody.
That could be spicy. See, I'm an encyclopedia of facts, so I get it. People are like, oh, one second you're talking about the film, next thing you're talking about the spacesuit, next thing you're talking about, it's because they're all laughable. There's a million things. I haven't even got down my list. And that's why McToon left, because he knew he was just getting started, and I have so much ammunition that if we were playing a metaphorical Call of Duty game, he had no ammunition, and he knew he was going to lose, so he didn't want to do, he rage quit, like when you're playing a video game and somebody rage quits. It's very obvious. We've all seen everybody do it, and it's quite embarrassing. A guy that says he debates all the time, he's the one that ran and hide. So that's all you need to know.
And I think this is going to be the last ones of the night. We got a few coming up. So Tim Pryor says, I have done my research. That's why I'm calling you out on your BS.
Just look up how MIT was able to shine lasers off the moon. Look at the description of the Van Allen radiation belt, Tim. You don't even know how a conversation works. I appreciate your support. Please continue to support Modern Day Debate. We love it. Thank you. Thank you, Shay Shay TK, for the $20 donation. I'm rich. I'm a rich pimp tonight, the pimp of all conspiracies. And guys, I want to thank you guys for watching. I know you guys had to watch a little bit of a train wreck, and you had to watch a public humiliation ritual of McToon totally, you know, crapping the bed live in 4K. And I know that can be emotional for some people that actually put their, like, you know, hopes and dreams in him actually defending the actual moon landing. So I'm sorry that you had to, like I said, attach your wagon to a dead horse on Oregon Trail, and you had dysentery, and you died of pneumonia, and you had to eat the dogs. It stinks, but that's just how it goes sometimes. That's how baseball go, the words of Ron Washington.
And $5 super chat from Tim Pryor. Then stop saying we were created by intelligence if you can't even tell me who created him.
This guy is insane. I love you, Tim. Good for you, bud. Come on my show. I got a $50 donation. Wow. But listen, tell Tim, you come on my show anytime. Please sub to the Conspiracy Castle. Hit me up on Twitter, Alex999, and I'll answer your questions. No problem, Tim. We can go back and forth. I like a guy as persistent as you. Maybe I can actually wake you up, and I can use you, and you can play for the good team.
And I didn't see whose name, but I saw someone send in a super chat. It is true. I need to send less hearts and more tough love. So I appreciate both Alex Stein and MC Toon for joining us today on Modern Day Debate, where once again we are a neutral platform welcoming you from all walks of life. Any last thoughts?
My last thoughts are, guys, thank you. But let's talk about the moon landing for a second, just to, you know, close it off. Guys, they even tell you from 1969 to 1972 that they were able to go to the moon, land perfectly, and then go back from the moon and come back to Earth with technology that they destroyed on purpose and that they're not able to recreate. That's all you need to know. The official story is laughable. It's absurd. It's like something a three-year-old would make at the dinner table. You would just laugh at it if they told it to you. But because it's the government and they're allowed to lie to you, you have to turn off that cognitive dissonance that tells you that, oh, the government has my back. They're going to tell me the truth and everything. They don't do that. That's why they have classified and confidential documents that you will never see. And there's a big club of elites. And guess what? You're not in it. So we need to wake up to the moon landing. It is provably false. And to my interlocutor, I'm sorry you had to go, McToon. You got the lions in, and you should have been a lion. Primetime 99 ate you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you want to go again, anytime, any place, bring it on, dog.
Woohoo! And all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude tonight's episode for Modern Day Debate. Once again, we are a neutral platform welcoming everybody from all walks of life. If you're looking for more fantastic debates in the future, don't forget to like and subscribe, including tonight's debate on Was the Moon Landing Faked? I want to thank our two interlocutors, Alex Stein and MC Toon, for joining us tonight. And if you liked what either of our guests had to say, both of their links are in the description below, along with our Discord, which is where many of us will be heading after the show. With that, I am Amy Newman with Modern Day Debate. We hope you continue having great conversations, discussions, and debate. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, guys.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.